is on Earth. The City of Racine Mayor Corey Mason is with us. Thanks for joining us, Mayor.
Appreciate it.
Look at you.
Here.
Brought electronics with you and everything today.
Happy to be here.
Usually it's just a cell phone to where you brought the whole Mishpuchen on here.
Well,
we
the screen's a little bigger, so is my eyes aren't what they used to be. It's a little bit easier.
The arm went, the window went in your house, and now vision's gone. That's the hat trick. Okay, look, before we start with the list of things we have to talk about here, let's talk about the budget real quickly. We had Melissa Caprillion in talking about the county budget.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the city budget. It's all done. It's in the books.
It is. It is. It was passed formally on, signed into law on the 18th of this week. So it moves forward. Your tax bills will go out shortly. I guess the one thing I always like to remind people when they get the tax bill and you open it up, you know, most people do is they look at the number and like, well, how does this compare to last year? We always like to remind people while you will come to City Hall to pay your property taxes, when you come to City Hall, you are not just paying city taxes. You are paying the school district taxes, you're paying the county taxes, and you're paying the technical college gateway taxes. Those all appear on the same bill. So there are years where our tax rate will actually go down, but if the other jurisdictions' taxes go up, people might see a bigger bill, and sometimes they'll say, hey, what's going on with the city?
The mayor said it's going down. Why did it go up?
So our tax rates are going down. The other thing that voters may notice, though, is, you know, you may see an increase in your bill this year. There were not one, but two referenda that passed this year. So voters did vote to spend more on property taxes for schools and the fire department this year, which means because the voters agreed to assess themselves more dollars, you may see an increase in your tax bill around those two items.
Now, the Regency Mall wasn't in, it's not in Racine.
It is.
Oh, it is in Racine.
It is.
New name.
Yeah.
Pritchard Park Mall.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Pritchard Park Apartments behind there, too.
So. Oh, they're doing everything Pritchard Park.
Yeah. So, but yeah, the Woodman's is going like gangbusters. It's going great. And I get good reviews on people talking about selection and price. So that's good to hear. But yeah, behind that, where the old Marcus Theater used to be, is where those apartments are going in. So it's, they've got the first stairwell of the first building when I drove by earlier this week that's up. So it's
you can see it from the road. I should go back there.
If you drive by on Roosevelt there, you'll see it.
Oh, that's kind of neat. You know, when they knocked down the theater, they kept the projectors, seats, and everything in there.
Really?
They didn't need them anymore. They don't use projectors in theaters anymore.
I suppose.
It's all digital.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy, I said, well, we don't need them.
Yeah.
Just knock it down and take it away. What are we going to do with projectors?
I suppose.
Isn't that weird that they would just knock it down with all the equipment in there?
It is.
They don't need those crummy seats because now they got loungers.
Yeah. Well, you know, in Memorial Hall, there is a projection booth way in the back on the second floor.
And they have them, too, at the Golden Rondel.
Yeah.
Occasionally, but theaters, they don't use that.
But if you see that space in Memorial Hall, there is a projector there from 1930 something that still
works.
I don't know if it works, but it's still sitting in there. I mean, the thing looks like it weighs a ton, and I think it's sort of like, how would you even get it out of there? And nobody uses the projection booth anymore.
But well, I have to get my eight millimeter movies all put on digital, because back in the 60s we had projectors to show them on a screen, and now I don't have a projector anymore, and so I'm going to get them on there, and who knows what's some of the stuff that's on there.
You know, John, you're raising an interesting issue. I think for next year, for one of the things we want to do for America's 250th is a time capsule, right? But we were sort of imagining, you know, somebody had planted a time capsule 50 years ago and we opened it, like what might be in there? And, you know, probably a VHS tape, right? And so it's just like, where would you find a VCR recorder today to play it?
In my living room. In my living room where I still watch them. Thank you very much.
Right. But we're trying to figure out if we're going to leave something for 50 years from now, what's the medium that you put it on?
You could put a CD in there.
You could.
A cassette.
But you'd have to know that there's a thing that people would be able to put that medium into 50 years from now and use it. So it's an interesting challenge to have. But we're looking forward to one of the things to do to celebrate America next year is little time capsule.
Put a tax bill in there.
People have done that. I will also say it's sort of funny. We had one of our departments found a series of clippings that people had kept about the city of Racine from the Journal Times from the 1930s. It was just this scrapbook that somebody had made. And so you're just going through what the issues are. And one of them, just we were talking about the tax bills, a headline from 1935 that read, taxpayers confused about their tax bill, which, you know, when you read through it, and it's like, well, because they're paying for multiple jurisdictions and they're not exactly sure what it means. And I thought, wow, this is sort of a chronic problem that's there is explaining people's tax bill to them. So one of the things that we hope to do is just hopefully explain it a little bit better to people. But people should just be mindful of a couple things. When you see your tax bill, you're not just paying for the city. You're paying for the city and the school and the county and the technical college and two referenda passed. And so when voters vote to assess themselves more dollars, you will see that reflected on the bill.
Got a new website, huh?
We do. Yeah. It'll go live soon. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it.
What's different?
So our website, candidly, was more than 20 years old in terms of its layout and its functionality and everything that we were able to do. I think what we've tried to do with it, and we'll need, you know, and are looking for input from constituents when they look at it, because, you know, it's not set in stone. We can modify it. But it's really our website was being used for a number of different users. And what we really tried to do with the redesign is put our constituents first. So if you're somebody who lives here and you need to find something, is it easiest for you to find it, right? As opposed to, well, staff is looking for it. And so staff puts it here and then we put it over here. And this is where we store files and this is where we do other things. We really tried to put the constituent experience first so that when they try to find something, it's as intuitive as possible. And it'll have, you know, some AI features ability. So you can sort of ask questions that are a little bit more intuitive. So if you need to, you know, you might think, okay, I need to know when the garbage pickup schedule is. How do I find that? It might be under the current website. You might have to click a couple times and hunt and peck at DPW and then solid waste. And then you hopefully find the link. Now you can just, you know, type in on that front page. What day is my garbage day?
And you know, the older people get, the more they are interested in garbage. The older, because I remember when I was young, I didn't care when I put the garbage pail out, that's when now it's like, what's the day? I have to know the day they're coming. Then I look out the window, did they come yet?
Yeah.
You become more involved with garbage pickup the older you get.
We do have people who will call who are, it usually comes by 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It's 8:05. They're not here yet. What's going on? They will be there. Just give it a minute.
That's one of the biblical signs of Armageddon. They're 5 minutes late.
We do get that. But we do, I guess I will do a plug for this because, you know, and it'll come up around Thanksgiving, you know, whatever your garbage, if your garbage day is on Wednesday, you know, we're going to not collect garbage on Thursday and Friday because they're holidays, which means your garbage day will move 2 days after that. So,
oh, yes. Don't bother. Don't do that.
But we do have an app that you can sign up for.
I get it.
Yeah, it's really great. You get a text the night before.
I got a text on my phone.
Tomorrow's garbage day or tomorrow's garbage and recycling.
So, and you can set the time you want to get it.
Yeah.
Mine's 4 p.m.
It's a nice reminder.
Yes,
nice
that reminder. Is a good feature. My neighbor hooked me up with that one.
And we have quite a few people who use it. So it's good. It's good. But we're doing everything we can to try to make it as user-friendly for our constituents to know what their services are going to be.
There are three things you cannot discuss in mixed company: politics, religion, and the amount of Christmas music to play on the radio. It will start a fight every time. And this Thanksgiving, don't even bring those three topics up at the table. Better to shut your mouth, be quiet, and everything will go fine on Thanksgiving.
Fair enough.
There you go. No, you really can't because people, oh, I like to hear it all year. Oh, I like to hear it just about starting September. I don't want to hear it until Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You're not going to please everybody.
Yeah, fair enough.
So why start a fight?
That's right.
That's what I say. Okay, let's talk about Thanksgiving closures.
Yeah.
We talked about the refuse schedules.
Yep.
They changed during the holidays. Well, Thanksgiving, obviously, services closed down for the day.
That's right. Thursday and Friday, City Hall and city services are closed.
Police and fire still working.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Emergency services.
Radio stations still going.
Right. Yeah, you're right. But our emergency services obviously go 365 a day. Days of the year, 24/7, because it's an important service that we need to provide. God forbid people need it. But yes, but so for garbage pickup, Thursday and Friday, we're not doing garbage pickup. So if your normal day is Thursday, that means that you'll get pickup on that Monday. Then.
I have that little card you gave me with my tax bill.
Yeah.
So I keep that handy. I will be here Thanksgiving morning live with David Mack, 4th District Alder. He comes in every Thanksgiving. We sit here for the morning. We kibitz and play some music.
That's great.
Yes, he'll be in here Thanksgiving morning.
You let him pick music when he's on?
I tell him he can pick it, but I really have it all scheduled. I say, hey, David, how about this song, Return to Sender, Elvis? I know he likes Elvis. He said, yeah, play that. All right.
Well, there you go.
No, I do let him pick some music if he wants.
Nice.
Okay, winter parking regulations, and we got a caller just a few minutes ago. We'll talk about that in a moment. Yeah. Winter parking regulations.
Yeah, I mean, we got an early snowstorm this year, right? So then it was sort of a weird week, right? It was 70, like, and then less than a week later, we got, you know, 7 inches of snow suddenly. But yeah, it is that time of the year for people to start thinking about alternate side parking. And so people might say, well, alternate side parking, is it really that important? Why do I have to do it? The reason it's really important, and you know, we just want to emphasize this with people, is because when it does snow, it's how we get half the snow off the road. We need everybody to be on that same side of the street so that we can get people dug out. You'll notice sometimes, and it just slows the snow removal operation up tremendously, you'll see people who left their car there, and so the snowplow has to go around them and dig them in, and then they sort of get buried in there, and they have to get extracted from it. It's really important if we're going to be able to do snow removal effectively and safely to be able to do it. It's especially important on those main arterials, those busier streets. We really need people to get their cars off the road so that we can get the snowplows through and the emergency vehicles where they need to go.
We had some trucks. I told you this when we went on the air today. Some workers parked their trucks when the snowplows came by.
Yeah.
Snowplows plowed around it, and I had that snow there until we have the 60-degree day. And yeah. Nobody can park in front of the house now because there was too much snow there because they didn't move their trucks.
Yeah. So it's really important that everyone participates. I know if there's no snow that day, you're sort of thinking, why does this matter? But you can't always predict when the next snowstorm is going to come. So people should participate. And, you know, you can get ticketed if you don't comply with the alternate side parking. So for your own benefit and for the benefit of the community when it snows, please do the alternate side parking.
Now, we had a caller during the break.
Yeah.
And he asked, what about retirees, I guess, who used to snowplow? They're sitting home watching Dateline reruns. Why can't we use them to help plow?
Well, I don't know about the Dateline reruns, but I will say it's a good question that I honestly, it's an intriguing idea that we'll have to. I mean, I would need to talk to the Commissioner of Public Works and Human Resources and sort of ask what to do. So here's the hard part you never know about a snowstorm. And when it snows, like we take everybody at DPW and everybody from parks who has a CDL and we get them in vehicles and we're doing as much removal as we can, as fast as we can. But there's only so many humans and so many equipment pieces to do it. And there's only so long you can ask your employees to go without a break, right? So it might be that if there was a major event, it's not a bad idea. It's something that we should at least look into and see if we can have people in reserves. And if you get a 12-inch snowstorm that lasts for 3 days, you probably need all hands on deck. So it's not a bad idea to look into.
When he first called, we didn't quite hear him over the phone. And it sounded like, when is the mayor going to retire?
I heard him say, when is the mayor going to retire so he can drive a snowplow? And I was like, well, that's, I don't know that those are my post-retirement plans. Interesting idea, but yes.
So I said, could you repeat the question? And then we found out what it was. Okay. Bid board applications.
Yeah, so there are what are called business improvement districts. We have three of them in the city. One is in the uptown area. Another one is in the downtown area. And the other runs the full length of Douglas Avenue from one end, from the river basically to the city limits up by 3 Mile. And it's made up of, local business owners and residents who believe it or not, as this organization, they can assess themselves additional property taxes to do things, to do programming for their individual business districts. And they need people to volunteer to serve on their boards to make recommendations on what that assessment should be and how to spend those dollars. So if people are interested, if you live in one of those neighborhoods or you operate a business in one of those neighborhoods or you own property in one of those neighborhoods that has a business, we are looking for applicants of people to serve on those business improvement districts.
Okay, so what else do we have on the list we want to talk about this holiday season? First of all, the downtown looks spectacular.
Yeah, so we...
Kelly Cruz and their people just made it look so festive. The tree, the wreaths on top of the phone poles. It really looks festive going through downtown Racine.
It does look really festive. And the tree lighting was great. And the parade was nice. It was just really good to have people down there. I think it's going to be great. I guess the other thing, it comes up every year we talk about Small Business Saturday, which is right after Thanksgiving. But I guess if you come down for the downtown and you see the wreaths and the lights and the Christmas tree, that's great. But while you're there, go into a store, buy something, check out our retail options, go to a restaurant and enjoy the downtown. But, the downtown works in part because we have these events, but it also really works if people come and spend a little money to support those local businesses.
And when you buy something downtown, you don't have to wait to have it on your porch.
You don't.
A week later. It's
right
going to be right in your hands that moment.
You can wrap it that night.
And some of those storefronts are really beautiful. They do a lot of work on those storefronts.
They do a great job decorating.
What's that? There's one on the west side of the street. oh, I can't think of the name of the place. Every time I pass by in the afternoon, well, or in the late morning when I go home, what a beautiful window display.
Yeah, some people really get into it, right? They really try to gussy it up as best they can. And part of it is, you know, you want to attract people in. And so, you know, you want them to walk by and go, oh, that's really nice. Let's head in there and see if I want to buy jewelry at the store, if I want to buy something here. But yeah, it really makes a big difference and puts people into the season of it. But people got to come down and check it out. It's well worth seeing.
First time I felt like I was living in Mayberry, gussied up. We don't, that's something Aunt B would say. Aunt B, we're going to gussy up the town. I haven't heard that word since I watched Andy Griffith.
Well, you know, it's a nice term.
Okay, so we got snow coming up. And when people complain at City Hall and people call up, generally when they call, they're upset about something. If you speak nicely on the phone, you'll get a nice response. And I was telling you, the lady I wanted to speak to wasn't out. She was at lunch or whatever, but she wasn't there. She called me back the next day, and she left a nice message. I called her back. Her name, I think, was Kim. I have the phone message here. What a pleasant person to speak to.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
Now, by that time, I almost forgot what I called about. But I told her, and she was very nice. She said, it was about leaf collection. And she said, well, they're supposed to pick it up on the 21st, but let me just check. And she came back. They're a little behind now. Possibly the 21st, count on the 24th.
Yeah.
And she was very, I said, well, thank you very much for, you know, being pleasant.
Well, Don, I will tell you something. When I last ran for re-election, this was in 2023, and, you know, you knock on doors and you talk to 6,000 or 7,000 of your neighbors and you'd start to hear trends of what they will say. But one of the biggest things we got then in 2023 is, like, you know, the customer service at City Hall could be a little bit better. Sometimes they said it that nicely. Sometimes they said it a little bit more aggressively than that, but really took that to heart. So we created a department of customer service. And now the number of complaints that we get in a given year is half of what it was last year. So we really have trained people up. We've consolidated customer service activities into one department. And we really try to do our best job to go above and beyond to give people the information they need in a timely way where they leave feeling like, oh, that was something I needed to know from the city. They gave me good information. I feel good about that, as opposed to feeling frustrated and like, well, I can't find the information and why won't anybody tell me what's going on? So we really do strive to do better customer service. And like I said, we've cut the number of complaints in a given year in half, and we're hoping to cut in a half again in the year ahead. So we take it all very seriously. We appreciate the feedback. I will be sure when I go to City Hall from here to let the clerk's office know, hey, you got some kudos on the radio.
It was very nice. And keep in mind, when you do call, everybody can have a bad day at the other end.
Yeah.
They're all human beings, and maybe something went wrong that day. Be a little patient. If they're not up to speed the way you'd like them to be, just remember, maybe they had a bad morning. Yeah. Things happen.
It does. It does. Yeah.
And we learned one thing this morning. In his retirement, the mayor does not plan at this point to drive a snowplow. That may change at a moment's notice.
Nor do I plan on retiring anytime soon.
But someday when you do retire, snow plowing was not on your bucket list.
It's not on the list. It's not on the list. Not now, at least. So.
That's good. Thank you very much for coming in, Mayor.
No, my pleasure. Glad to be.
I know it's a busy show and busy day for you. And thanks for bringing in your laptop.
That's absolutely.
Yeah, that's pretty neat there.